Hello, and welcome back to English Sound Building, the advanced pronunciation podcast where you do the work to build muscle, muscle memory, and master new sounds. Always remember that successful communication is possible in any one of the thousands of global English accents. This podcast is for those of you who enjoy playing with sound. We're here to have fun. If you'd find it useful to read as you listen, remember that you can now find a free script for this podcast on my Patreon page. That's www.patreon.com/englishbrickbybrick. The link's in the episode notes, as well as a free video bonus. Just scroll down on the main page. Today, we're focusing on the vowel sound O. It's going to be a shorter one than the last couple of weeks because I know I've been working you hard. The O sound is one of the distinguishing features of English from England over many other global Englishes. In many other Englishes, it's represented by a sound closer to R. It's a comparatively rare sound in other languages too, so I often find that my learners do prefer to use this R-like sound instead. It's not usually a sound which matters in terms of intelligibility, but if you want to give your English a real English from England flavour, it's a great one to play around with. O is a low back vowel. So to make the O sound, your tongue needs to be low in your mouth. And it's a good tip to make sure that your tongue is low, especially at the back of your mouth. Your mouth should be open and your lips rounded, holding tension. Now vibrate your vocal cords in a short burst, remembering English short vowels are very short. O, O, O. At the beginning, you might need to open your mouth really quite wide to get the openness, to get the O sound. But over time, you should be able to close it down a little more. It will always need to be open, but get more of the O sound just by getting the tongue position right. In terms of spelling, most of the time, the O sound is represented by the letter O, followed by at least one consonant, never a single consonant followed by the letter E. The letter A can also be represented by the O sound after a W, as in want, and there is the odd exception, like the A-U in fault. Let's try reading some common words with O. Listen and repeat. Along. Block. Boss. Bottle. Box. Chocolate. Coffee. Complex. Concentrate. Cost. Doctor. Document. Drop. Economy. Fault. Forest. Frog. Got. Holiday. Honest. Hospital. Hot. Impossible. Job. Logical. Long. Lorry. Lost. Monitor. Not. O'clock. Opposite. Orange. Politician. Popular. Possibly. Problem. Psychology. Robot. Rock. Shot. Spot. Stop. Strong. Top. Volume. Wash. Watch. Well done. So we're going to go back to those words and read them again, but this time we will read them in groups of four. This will challenge your muscles and make you work a bit harder. Let's go. Along, block, boss, bottle. Box, chocolate, coffee, complex. Concentrate, cost, doctor, document. Drop, economy, fault, forest. frog got holiday honest. Hospital hot impossible job. Logical long lorry lost. Monitor not a clock opposite. Orange politician popular possibly. Problem psychology robot rock. Shot spot stop strong. Top volume wash watch. Fantastic. So to finish, let's try a few sentences with a lot of these ah sounds. As usual, I'll read each sentence once at a slower pace to help you to grasp the words, and then I'll read it again at a more natural pace. I will then pause for you to repeat before reading the same sentence again at a more natural pace, and then pausing again for you to repeat the same sentence again. And as I say every week, you will notice some other changes to the sounds here due to connected speech, due to the words being read quickly together. We'll talk about all of those more in the future. Just focus on that oh sound today. Sentence number one. The long lorry got impossibly lost. The long lorry got impossibly lost. The long lorry got impossibly lost. Sentence two. The forest is popular with orange frog spotters. The forest is popular with orange frog spotters. The forest is popular with orange frog spotters. Sentence three, the strong defender in the box blocked the long shot. The strong defender in the box blocked the long shot. The strong defender in the box blocked the long shot. Sentence four, the top robot solved the complex logic problem, but got too hot and stopped. The top robot solved the complex logic problem, but got too hot and stopped. The top robot solved the complex logic problem, but got too hot and stopped. And the last sentence, sentence five. My boss wants a box of chocolates and a coffee to concentrate on the documents longer. My boss wants a box of chocolates and a coffee to concentrate on the documents longer. My boss wants a box of chocolates and a coffee to concentrate on the documents longer. Well done. If you get any time, have a look at that list of words. Remember, you can go to my Patreon for the script. See if you can think of any other sentences with lots of those oh sounds and add them to your practice lists. That's the end of this time's workout. Practice it as often as you can to build muscle and muscle memory, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next one. This podcast is brand new, and if you liked it, it would really help me if you'd rate and review to help others find me. If you'd like a script of this podcast, a couple of bonus tongue twisters, or to check out more free English, please head over to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/englishbrickbybrick. The link's in the episode notes. If you use social media, come and follow me there. I'm based on Instagram, @englishbrickbybrick, and my feed is shared to Facebook, Again, the page is English Brick by Brick and Twitter at Ing Brick by Brick. Thanks for listening. Enjoy sound building, and I'll see you soon.